many, the body cannot keep up with the rate of change the world now asks of it. And so it is imperative that we take steps to create periods of downtime, days, weeks, or months when we can truly rest. Just as we can't go without sleep for too long, the psyche cannot push on for too long without getting some quality rest. If it does, science and our intuition both tell us there will be consequences. What's changed? All species on the planet evolve every time they reproduce. The idea is that each new generation will be better equipped to cope with the prevailing conditions, the environment. Our challenge is that our surroundings are changing at a rate never before witnessed in human evolution. Science tells us that human beings have been on the Earth for 150,000 to 200,000 years. Our ancient ancestors were nomadic, and they lived off the land and ate what surrounded them as they moved. As hunters and gatherers, the weather conditions, climate and seasons influenced our daily movement patterns and what we ate. Daily tasks revolved around what needed to be done to stay alive, and we ate food as it came from nature, primarily green leaves and other more concentrated foods such as meat, fish, fruit, nuts and seeds, only as the opportunity arose. It was only 7,500 to 10,000 years ago that our ancestors began to stay in one place for longer periods of time. The birth of agriculture allowed us to grow crops, and for the first time in human history, we consumed the milk of other animals. While our patterns of living and eating were still based on nature's seasonal rhythms, and at the mercy of what could be completed within daylight hours, we no longer had to chase our food down and had a relatively consistent supply of food. During this period, change continued at a steady and gradual pace, and the chemistry of our body was able to keep up. With the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century, however, change began to quicken as processes were mechanised and we began leaving the land and flocking to cities to work, creating an increased reliance on agriculture to feed everyone. A day's work also required less movement, and standards of living became very much aligned to where we live and how much we earned. The past three decades have seen a faster, more dramatic change. We've welcomed the internet into our lives in an increasingly big way and seen the invention of cell phones. Prior to this advance in technology, nobody could reach us as we drove to and from work or when we were taking the kids to school or shopping. Today, our cell phones ring, ping, and vibrate incessantly to inform us of the arrival of emails, calls, and social media notifications at all times of the day and night. Unless we choose to have boundaries around when we are contactable, we are essentially on call 24/7. So many people use every single spare moment to check for texts and emails or catch up on the latest update from their favourite social media portal, including while waiting at traffic lights. It wasn't that long ago, while we were waiting for the lights to turn green, we only had our surroundings to observe and our thoughts to contemplate.